the winner of the Beef Production Entrepreneurship Proficiency Award at the 96th National FFA Convention and Expo is Ms. Kylan Coombe of the Joliet FFA chapter in the great state of Montana. Kylan, congratulations on this accomplishment. And can you tell me a little bit about your FFA background and how you got started in the organization?
Yes, thank you so much. I got started in FFA when I was in eighth grade. And so I actually had one semester, or one half of the year was my ag class. And so then throughout the whole year, I got to be and participate in the FFA though. And so it was really unique to me because I had a cousin who participated in it. But other than that, I had no idea what I was getting into. And so after going to my first competition and whatnot, I was like, this is for me. These are my kind of people. I absolutely love and enjoy this. And so I continued throughout high school as well, all the way to my senior year. And my junior year, I was able to serve as my chapter treasurer. My senior year, I got to serve as my chapter president. And then my freshman year of college, I actually got to serve as the Montana FFA State Sentinel. And so my journey through FFA has only grown, and my love for it and my passion for it has only grown. The people I've met will like forever be my best friends. And I have learned so much, and I will only encourage people to join FFA and to stick with it.
Talking about how you're passionate about agriculture, let's talk about how you're passionate about your beef production entrepreneurship project. Can you tell me how that project began and where it is today?
I started when I was 8 years old. I was fortunate. My parents gave me one Hereford cow. And since then, I've been trying hard as ever to retain some calves and just keep growing that herd. But I was faced with many setbacks, but it only grew me as a person and as a cattle producer. But this past December, I was very fortunate and applied for a loan and received one, and I purchased 132 cows. And so I currently have a very large herd, and I love it. Absolutely. It was the best decision. It was a gut wrench. Like very heavy decision, but it was one of the best ones. And I only hope to increase my herd. I hope to get my ranch name out there, my herd name out there. I just hope to get my brand out there as well and let people know what I'm producing and why I'm producing. And I'm not just doing it to try to make money. I love the cattle. I love learning about them, studying the genetics, like everything behind them and the lifestyle. It's rewarding. Not in the biggest ways, but I mean, the smallest things are rewarding to me. So I only hope it grows, and I hope I get larger in it, and I hope I stick with it forever.
What does your day-to-day operation like look like? What are you doing each day to care for your herd and just oversee this project?
Yes, absolutely. So I'll be honest, the summer is completely different from right now. I'm still a sophomore in college, and I'm studying agriculture business in Powell, Wyoming. So I'm in a completely different state from home. I'm very fortunate to have some of the best parents. They understand and encourage me to get my degree more than ever. So they understand that they're taking care of the cows while I'm gone, although I do come home every weekend. So we have some bulls in the feedlot right now. So when I come home on the weekend, I'll feed them. I'll help my dad take care of them, doctor anything that's sick, go check on the pairs that are still out past and stuff like that. So I guess my day-to-day, the best thing about ranching and the cattle business, it's different every day. I can't tell you it's the same. Other than feeding them, it's different every day. I see different things. I get to experience different things, and that's why I love doing it too. So to tell you my day-to-day routine, it's taking care of them. It's doing what I need to keep them alive and keep doing what I'm doing. But that's my day-to-day routine.
You're in college now, right? Post-grad, what are your career goals? What do you hope to be doing in just a few short years?
Absolutely. There are so many things I want to do. I will not continue with school, though. I will be done this year in May, and I will head back to the family ranch, although I would like to become a sales representative, whether that's nutrition, vaccines, you name it. I'd love to do that, and something that will allow me to still ranch on the side and yet still produce and advocate for my herd and my family's herd as well. So I'm thinking maybe like farm service agency, helping other people get loans and grants and helping other young producers like me build their dreams like I had too. And so somewhere along those lines, I can't tell you exactly what.
With those career goals, how do you feel like this project has prepared you for the future, and what skills has it taught you?
Absolutely. The biggest one is hard work. I mean, I wouldn't have got here without hard work. Like, hard work does pay off. It may not be tomorrow. Like, I've been working for 10 plus years now, and I finally got it. And so you just got to keep to it. If that's something you really want, I kept working at it, and it set me up for, I have a herd for years now that I can only grow, I can fall back on, I can look back 20 years and be like, I started that when I was a sophomore in college. And so it's just so fascinating and such a great feeling to finally work for something and just earn it. It's just the best feeling, and I can't describe it to you, but it set me up well, and I'm very fortunate.
Well, she started when she was just 8 years old, and that herd has grown to 134 head of cattle. That was Miss Kylan Coombe from the Joliet FFA chapter in the great state of Montana at the 96th National FFA Convention and Expo. She is the Beef Production Entrepreneurship Proficiency Award winner. And with National FFA, I'm Hannah Whetstone.